Thank you, Father. We are overjoyed when a life comes into the world. It touches all of everybody and reminds us how your Savior came to be. And we are equally thankful, Father, when there is a celebrated birthday, 86 years. This was no small accomplishment. This is not some scientific product. This is all you, Father, and we are thankful for it. We are thankful, Father, when we hear that someone who has been withdrawn is opening up because they feel the Spirit, they feel God's love, and they want to get involved and they want to get some of that feeling. Amen to that. Father, we have great joys when we look around this countryside and we see how beautiful it still is and how wonderful it is that we are able to meet unharmed here in your house. We do have concerns, Father. Martha's not here. Help her to feel better. Leonard and his wife, as he struggles with things and she takes care of him, for her to be hurt, Father. But we especially want to lift up Diane. All of us need to be praying for our sister who's going through what she's about to go through. Help it work. Help it work. We're thankful, Father, to share anniversaries. Oh, how beautiful. 1 year, 20 years, 50 years, 60 years, 66 years. Lift up Becky, Father. Bring her back to us. Impress upon our heart to pick up the phone and call and say, how you doing? To give her a call. We pray for family and friends that are suffering under afflictions. Some right here, some as another state over, but still consider this their church family through the modern marvel of radio. Thankful we are, Father, that things get lifted up, that we feel close enough to each other and strong enough that we may share our burdens and our joys. And when we don't, we write them down or we keep them inside and we talk to you privately, Father, but that is still what we need to pray for. We pray, Father, for the direction of this country, that it turns back to one nation under God. We pray for those that serve us in all capacities. We pray, Father, that your continued blessing be upon us. And we hold ourselves truthful that when we proclaim Christianity, it is not words that fall idly from the lips. It is full of strength. And so as we use that strength, Father, let us join together and pray firmly the way Jesus taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Open your Bibles up to Luke chapter 21. We're going to go to two places in Luke. We're going to go to 6 after we finish the first four verses of 21, because the sermon title is called With Much Comes Little, and we're going to build a story here today. Luke chapter 21, an old story, but it is relative. The first four verses. Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And as he looked up, Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. I tell you the truth, he said, this widow has put more in than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she gave out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. And then over to Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus speaking. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. May God add His blessings to these passages as we seek Him. Let us pray. Father, set aside our hearts, our labors, our thoughts, and let us dwell completely here right now, Father, in You, with You. These words are not mine. They are to be spoken to teach us, to uplift us, all of us. Father, watch over, keep and guide us through this sermon, that these words may be strong and true and prepare us for the next time to come out in the world. Let us pray together in Jesus' name. And all of His children said, Amen. Now, first of all, the sermon says, with much, with little, comes much more. This ain't a sermon about money. I ain't into that. It has monetary tones over it, but it's simply because that's the way it's working right now. This is a sermon about giving. This is a sermon about how just that much can bring you so much more. I am amazed by God and the wonders of His blessing. Last Sunday, as we were on the way home, we decided we'd go on part of the Blue Ridge Parkway because I love the mountains. Now, I've never been on that part of the parkway. I've been on the Skyline Drive. And as we were driving along back through that wilderness, the kids were asleep in the car and Wendy was all but asleep, and I was falling in love. And then finally, after about 45 minutes, I turned to her and I said, you know, I've had about enough of this. We ain't seen no view yet. Oh, we've seen about 10 dozen farms that I would like to own, nestled back in them cuts, but we ain't seen no view. And as soon as them words popped out of my mouth and we turned that corner, it said Scenic Overlook. It was at the top of Rock Castle Gap. I said, well, let's whip in here. And we whipped in there and jumped out. And I was about brought to tears. 90 plus miles is what I figured we saw that day. Out across the gap in a gorge in which I could see God's wonder, His look, and His blessing. With little comes much more. I spent 45 minutes to get to that view, and then you couldn't tear me away from it. I stood there just struck. Just struck. I kind of thought to myself, I dare anybody come down here to Scenic Overlook and tell me after looking at this, there ain't no such thing as God. Don't you say that to me if we're standing there, because I'll push you off the overlook. And you got a long way to think about it when you're going down that hill. With little comes much more. I am so constantly amazed by Him. And lately, His blessings are coming out of nowhere in my mind. I know that they're designed. Just like I know that you have felt when you get that blessing. When it's a 9 instead of a 5. When you're just about to take off from a traffic light and for some reason you hesitate and a car runs it. Or when much more happens. I borrowed a story from the internet. I don't know the name of the woman that wrote it. It just simply said from Macaulay. But I love this story. And she goes like this. It's such a little thing that I almost didn't mention it. I was buying a few items at the grocery store. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been at the grocery store, up there in the line, getting ready to pay for your goods, you reach back for your billfold, and what ain't there? Or you pull the thing out, and you open it up, and it's empty, and you go, daggone it, I'm married. I'll wait for you to catch up to that one. You just ain't had quite enough, maybe one time in line. Has that ever happened to anybody in here where you just ain't been there yet? She says the bill was $28.75 and I only had $25 in cash with me. So I was going to put a few things back, and a young man standing behind me told the clerk that he'd make up the difference. Now I protested, but he insisted and wouldn't stop. So I said my usual half-hearted bless you, as I do most of the time. God bless you, thank you, and then traveled out the door. We've all been there, right? She goes on, walking to my car, I thought about how I felt sure his $3 would be returned sometime, maybe even doubled or tripled. How many times have you given something thinking about the blessing that will be coming? Right? I give sometimes and I think, man, you know, that blessing, thank you, that's going to come back at some point in time for somebody. And you think about that. I think about the blessings. I think about it when I'm giving. I think about what a great joy this is for me to be able to do this. And so she was going on. I stopped right in the middle of the parking lot and smiled. Here comes the kick. This is where it got me. Only a few days ago, at my grandson's football game, a boy was asking his mother for a dollar to get something at the concession stand, and she said she didn't have any money. I asked if it was okay if I gave him a dollar bill, and she said she could. She said I could, and so she thanked me, and the boy thanked me, and they said, God bless you. It was only $1. No big deal. Yesterday, I went to an auction, took my boys to the auction. They dollared me to death at that auction. Daggum dollar, daggum dollar, daggum. And they would come back with ketchup and powdered sugar donuts and a can of soda pop. You think about that. He said, I didn't even think about it. The boy thanked me. It was only a dollar, no big deal. But right there in the parking lot, I began to grin, realizing that my dollar had been tripled by the young man in his store. See, that's where we get lost, brothers and sisters. We seem to forget the blessings that just rolled out. With little comes much more. That's not the end of the story. The reason the headline says a little blessing can create a big blessing, that was the name of her story, is that when I was paying my cable bill, a young lady behind the counter and I were just kind of talking about nothing in particular. And as I was getting ready to walk out the door, she said, God bless you. I turned around and went back to the counter. And I said, you know, this ain't a big thing, but... And I told her the story of my dollar bill being tripled. Suddenly, she started crying. She smiled broadly. Thank you so much for telling me that. I'm going through a hard time right now, and you have just helped me realize that what I am giving will be blessed back to me someday. She then told me the heartfelt story that she had of helping someone in spite of great stress, that she has taken care of them, and she wiped the tears and thanked me again for sharing my blessing. And I think God knew I needed to hear that, she said. God bless you. And I smiled and I said, He has many, many times. With little comes much more. I'm standing in a store one day. And somebody couldn't reach something from up on the top shelf. I'm a tall feller. So I reached up and got it for him. And they turned around to me and they said, God bless you for doing that. Nobody else would have helped. And it got me. And I had to turn around and tell them. Well, let me explain to you. My name is Paul Nelson Leatherman III. And I was raised by a lot of grand women, grandmas and grandpas. And if I didn't reach up to that top shelf and get that box down and help you, my grandmother would come up out of the ground and get me. And she laughed and she went on her way. We seem to forget that it's all about big, 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 big. And it's not. It's about little. It's about little things that add up. It's about little blessings. Go back to the scripture, back to Luke chapter 21. In that story, let me rephrase that. In that teaching from Christ, I'm going to break myself of that habit of calling them stories because they're not. Stories are made up. That's the word. In that teaching of Christ, He's demonstrating something. And then when I went to study on it, I learned that there's a lot of different ways to look at it. Some people even looked at it as being judgmental and a racist statement. And I thought, I am sorry for you. Jesus says, look, she gave all she had, very little, and the blessings will be coming back. Very little, two little copper coins. I studied up. I decided I needed to get educated a little bit so I could educate you all some. And when this was written, what would she have actually been carrying was a coin called a lepton. And that was a Greek coin. And it wasn't even worth the time it would take to stomp it in the ground. That's all she had. Two little coins equaled about 3 minutes of a day's wage. And she gave it all. All of it. Why? Not because she wanted to get a big blessing out of it. We are not prosperity people. We don't look at the book and we don't look at giving as, well, if I give this amount, I know I'm going to give that amount. You ain't never going to hear that from me. She gave because that's what she wanted to do. She gave fully. And Jesus said, the rich gave from their wealth. She gave from here. That's where it stops being about money. It's talking about giving from here. A prayer. A blessing. A hug. A phone call. A moment. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, what? It'll be given back to you more than you can possibly handle. Poured in, pressed down, shaken, running over. See, now I'm going to get myself in trouble here, and I don't really care because trouble's kind of where I usually live. The other night, I brought fried chicken home, and I wanted some mashed potatoes, but I wasn't in the mood to do all the work, so I got the instant potatoes out of the kitchen. Now, I can make some instant potatoes. I can make them taste right. Takes an awful lot of butter and an awful lot of sour cream, but I can do it. Well, I poured them in there, and I never measure it because I've watched my lovely wife do this because she won't make me real mashed potatoes. Anyhow, I poured them things in there, and I poured a big pile in the bowl, and I poured the water in, and I started mixing it, and it started to get full. And it was headed toward the edges of the bowl. And so I had to eat a little bit and squirrel a little bit and eat a little bit. And then they asked me at dinner, why aren't you eating so many potatoes? Well, because I'm filled up, pressed down, running over. With little comes much more. Here not too long ago, we celebrated Pastor Appreciation Sunday. Now here's what you don't know. You send a card. You pick out a card off. And I got to tell you, I got four of the same cards. It was great. Every time I opened that same card, I laughed even harder. And I felt even more blessed. And I smiled even fuller. And I felt even warmer. But what you don't know, you pick out that card. Oh, here's something. Okay, well, this is kind of right. And you write a little note in there. Hey, Paul, you're the greatest preacher since sliced bread. Or, hey, Paul, I know that you're the greatest preacher ever around, even greater than Paul the Apostle. How come none of y'all wrote that? The things you wrote blessed me. Blessed Wendy. Blessed the boys. And blessed this church. Little. Three words. Thank you very much. That's four. Thank you. That's a blessing. With that little comes much more. You know what that does to me? I read that and I get wound up. I'm like, man, I'm going to preach a sermon next Sunday that just knock them out. Just put them away. And the prayer chain. If you're in this church and you're not part of the prayer chain, maybe you ought to be. Because the prayer chain is not a job. It's not something that you're going to do. It's the prayer chain. And when it lights up, somebody needs you. They need you to stop that moment and then call the next one. Hey, so-and-so's got this going on. That's little giving much more. It's not about money. It's about you giving what you have, and what you can get from it becomes much more. Now, I saw something this past week to kick this sermon into overdrive. And in a moment, we're going to show it. I'll let Greg go ahead and get situated on that, and we need to get the children here. And I saw Christ in action. I saw something that absolutely shook me to my very, very core. And I wanted to be reminded of something. And we see this scene. Now, this is somewhere over in Europe, and I don't know where it's at because I don't know European language too well. I know just enough German to order bratwurst. And that's okay, because that's all I need. And sauerkraut. This is the scene.
The thing you're going to focus on when we start this, when the kids get here, the thing you're going to focus on is one little girl. One little girl. I guarantee you ain't none of you seen this yet. One little girl who's going to walk up to a man standing in a tuxedo with a large string bass. And he is standing as still as a statue with a hat in front of him. And she's going to put a coin in that hat. And with a little. I guess let me turn these lights on. I hear the Indians coming. Now, I'm going to warn you, you are going to choke up, you are going to tear up, you are going to cry. If you don't, if you don't at least choke up a little bit. Anyhow, as we watch this, I want you to remember, with little comes much more. Make it loud, Greg.
What'd you think? With little comes much more. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. With little comes much more. What's little? Yeah, we're coming into the season. A baby in a manger. A little baby in a manger that would become so much more. That would give us so much more. With little comes much more. A little baby in a manger that would grow up and one day become the Savior of all mankind and would lead us into this point in our lives where we give everything over to Him. We pray to Him. We look to Him in sorrow. We look to Him in joy. We look to Him in all things because with such a little moment comes so much more. That is Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, tomorrow, pick up the phone, call someone, take a moment, send a card, tell them you're thinking of them, tell them you're praying of them. Know that when we see the Moto's mite jar sitting back there in the corner, that what you drop in, little becomes so much more. Know that who you are as Christians, know that who you have been lifted up to be, with your little bit of you giving yourself, becomes so much more. No blessing goes unanswered. None. Let us pray. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, as we contemplate for a moment your greatness, it all comes down to that little moment when a baby was born in a manger. As we begin to look toward that time, as we begin to prepare to celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, we're not shortchanging anything coming up. We're looking off into the distance, and we're realizing that one small moment, the minute that baby took life, breath cried out for the mother. So much more was yet to come. Teach us, Father, to be that. To give, not just of our pocketbooks, but of ourselves. When called upon, call upon us to volunteer, Father. Not for the blessings that we know will come, but because it is what you desire of us, that others may get that blessing. And may come to give up a life of sin, a life of torture, and know Jesus Christ. Challenge us this week, Father, all of us in here, all of us brothers and sisters, challenge us this week to do something for someone else without nothing expected, knowing that from so little comes so much more. Guide us through this week, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we all pray. Amen. If you have that particular need, if you need strengthening this morning, the prayer bench is open. If you need me to pray with you, I will. You just need to leave it, lay upon the altar up here, and so be it as we prepare to sing that last hymn. With such little comes so much more.